grandfather Hatch married the daughter of my great-grandfather Wilkerson, and my grandfather Hatch didn't have any money at all. And the Wilkersons didn't necessarily have money, but they did have the ability to borrow money. And my great-grandfather wanted to help his new son-in-law to have a living. And at the time, Mr. Wilkerson owned a lumber yard and made some wood boxes for some friends who died. And it gave him the idea of a funeral home. And this was in Bruceville, Eddy. But at the time, Waco was the fastest growing area. So they went downtown and built a facility, which back in that day was pretty unusual for this part of the country to have a place designated as a funeral home. They usually were in the person's home. And they built a freestanding building downtown. And my grandfather Hatch was, in his 20s. I don't remember the exact age, but about, I think 3 months after the funeral home was founded, my great-grandfather died. And so it was his idea and his ability to borrow the money, but it was really my grandfather as a young man who made it work. And he developed a real passion for it. And it really turned into a calling for him.